This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 794, Tackling Musical Traditions in IELTS Writing Task 2.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today we talk about your personal journey to get that magic IELTS 7 in writing, how to focus on the question for higher scores, and share a brainstorm about musical opinions. Hey Lindsay, how's it going? You are in a new city again.
I know. Again, I've been all over the place this year. 2019 has been quite the year, but I'm here in Denver, feeling good, middle of the country.
Great. How would you describe the vibe of Denver? Because like every city has a feeling, right? Like what's the feeling you get so far from Denver?
Wow. It's hard to know because I've just been here for 4 days, but that's okay. I can take a shot at it. I would say it's kind of sunny in general, like sunshine, in the sense of people smile more easily here than they did in Boston. You know what I mean? So they have a sense of sunshine in their, it sounds so silly, but they have a sense of sunshine in their hearts. And there's just a lot of sun. Like right now, the sky is clear blue. And I don't remember seeing that much blue in Boston. It was a lot of gray.
Totally. Well, anytime you're closer to the coasts, right? It's going to be a little like grayer, I guess. But also Boston's like city, like buildings and concrete and just like gray in the sky, gray on the ground, gray on the buildings. But Denver's like just more wide open, I think. I haven't been there yet.
It was so inspiring. So we drove last week, at the end of the last week, we drove from LA straight out to Denver. We went through Santa Fe. So we got to visit Santa Fe, New Mexico and parts of Arizona. And it was just gorgeous. I love driving in the countryside in the West.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That is my favorite thing. Road trips. I love taking road trips out here.
Me too.
Anywhere.
Me
too. I'll drive anywhere. It's not so much the destination, it's the journey, right? Like that old saying.
That's what they say. Yeah, so true. So I'll give you an update on Denver as I get to know it more and more. But yeah, so far so good. So
awesome. So there were actually a couple things students can learn from your spontaneous speech just then that could be useful for IELTS. One is saying like it's sunny and then you went in like to relate that to people's moods. But there is a phrase for that to describe a happy person as having a sunny disposition,
which sounds
very fancy. Yeah. So that's very useful for describing people. And then also, when I asked you the, like, it was a hard question, like, tell me the vibe of this new city. And you're like, I'll take a shot at it. So that would be such a great way to start like a difficult part two or part three answer.
Oh, that would be fantastic. I mean, and again, we've talked before on the show about how you can start your answer in a very strong way like that. So it automatically changes the examiner's perspective on you, right? I mean, we're human beings. I mean, examiners obviously have a checklist. They have very specific descriptors, but there's something about when you start things off in a certain way, it's hard to kind of, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? It's hard to kind of change your impression of someone. They have a tone of you. Your tone becomes 7 or higher. Right?
Exactly. Like you want to be putting the examiner in that frame of mind as soon as you can. So like this is one of those awesome filler phrases that just like keep it in your back pocket. Like we say, this is part of your IELTS toolbox. And guys, we're going to give you a lot more equipment. Yes. Equipment for your IELTS toolbox in the web class coming up at the end of November.
Yes. And to sign up for that, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/save time. And I do want to mention one other thing. So just this week, we published Tanya Mello's success story on YouTube. That's actually coming out on Thursday. Thank goodness. Oh my gosh. But what I noticed, it's those little tweaks that Tanya added to her speaking that raised her speaking score. I can't remember what it went. I think maybe it went up to a 7.5.
The informal fillers.
Exactly. Right? Very similar to doing something like having that in your back pocket. pocket. I'll take a shot at it. These are the kinds of things that Tanya did to increase her score. So guys, take it seriously. Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. So two pieces of homework for you guys already before we talk about writing task two. Here's your first piece of homework. If you're not a subscriber on the YouTube channel, Isles Energy TV, I don't know what you're doing. So subscribe to that. Watch that video that Lindsay has worked so hard on and we're very proud of about Tanya. And then sign up for our web class, allearsenglish.com/save time.
Love it. Love it. But today, Jessica, we're getting into writing task two, right?
Yes. So we had a great question from a student in our Facebook group. All the students in there are great. And so she asked, okay, so here is the task two question, okay? There are many different types of music in the world. Why do we need music? Is traditional music of a country more important than the international music that is heard everywhere nowadays? So this student very smartly decided to write an opinion essay for this. That's what she called her outline. Lindsay, what did she want to put in paragraph 2 and 3?
Okay. So in paragraph 2, she wanted to put her opinion, answering that question, why do we need music? And in paragraph 3, her opinion on traditional music being more important than international music. And she's asking us, is that structure okay? What do you think, Jessica?
Yeah. So great question. Her instinct there was completely 100% correct. If there are two questions like that, why do we need music? Is traditional music more important? Then that's easy. It's telling you exactly what to do in the body. If there are two questions, you answer the first question in paragraph 2 and the second question in paragraph 3. And that's exactly what she did. So I think we could call that an opinion essay because you're giving your opinion in both paragraphs. But I would actually say this is a mixed essay question because it's not just focused on one thing, right? Yeah. Like one opinion about one topic. There's actually two totally different things you're discussing here.
Yeah, exactly. So would it be okay to write an argument essay here instead of an opinion essay? What do you think?
It would be impossible because there's not like it's not presenting opinions, right? Like there are no opinions in this question at all to expand on, right? Like the question itself is a fact. Yes, there are many different types of music. Like there's you can't disagree with that, right?
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Interesting. So it's all about what the structure is going to be, knowing what kind of essay we're writing from the start.
Yeah, exactly. So you guys need to focus on the question. And whenever a question like this comes up, it reminds me of Leticia, who got an 8 in IELTS writing. And when she was on the podcast, she talked about how important it was to focus on the question and not the essay type. And this is, that's the piece of advice that I always drive students back to.
Yeah.
Because like, yes, how true is that, right? So learn the possible templates. Like in our course, we give you all the highest scoring templates for argument, opinion, problem, solution. Learn those first. Get good at those. Like understand why the sentences are organized that way, why we use these transition phrases. And then after really like internalizing that knowledge, then you can play around with it, right?
Like, Yeah. No, it's similar to how we learn grammar, right? When it comes to learning grammar as a beginner, we learn the rules, we will learn the frameworks, and then we can break the rules a little bit and move around, be creative. Yeah.
Exactly. And with vocabulary too, right? Like on the All Ears English side, we did an episode about adulting like that. I mean,
yeah, that was fun.
That's technically like grammatically incorrect. Adult is not a verb, but we use it like a verb now.
Yeah. And that was a fun episode to record as well.
So fun. Guys, if you're not, oh my gosh, here's some more homework. You need to listen to All Ears English as well for all of that vocab and culture knowledge.
Yep, exactly. So just go into whatever podcast app you're using and type in All Ears English podcast and you will find it.
Hello, future IELTS test takers. I know that your time is precious. That's why you need our web class November 23rd and 25th. We are going to teach you how to get that 7 or higher in just 30 days. So don't miss it, guys. For more details and to sign up, go to allearsenglish.com/save time. That's allearsenglish.com/save time. let's throw out some of our own ideas here about this question, because this is kind of a tough one. I think whenever students see questions about art and music or sports, those are sort of the three things that a lot of students freeze up when they see, because they're like, I don't know how to talk about this. So what would we say about this? Let's look at that first question. Why do we need music?
Yeah, I mean, I would say in my essay, I would talk about how music has a way of helping us get out of our thought patterns. You know what I mean? It's a break. It's a mental break. That would be one thing. Yeah.
Definitely. I think music has a way of communicating that is impossible through words, through just words, right?
Yeah.
Like the harmonies and the sounds, these have ways of communicating feelings that are inexpressible in mere just, you know, like letters.
Yeah. I mean, another thing I would throw in there is that it keeps us connected to our past, or a sense of nostalgia, right? Like, I'm sure that any song comes on the radio, it brings up a memory, something in our past. So it keeps us rooted in who we are.
Totally. Yeah. No. Oh my gosh, for sure. I still listen to a lot of music that I did in high school. And I know, so like an example we could give in this paragraph, I would talk about the Sublime album, 40 Ounces to Freedom.
Oh, we were listening to that this weekend. Actually, you were? In the car we were.
That's awesome.
And I was like, oh, this is the 90s. This so reminds me of the 90s. It's so funny.
So funny, but it's true. Like as soon as I put that album on and like the first sounds of that album are, it's like dog barking. That's just how it starts. Right. And as soon as I hear that, like I get this little impish joy that pops up, like this little rebellious teenage spirit that I could remember. And it completely puts me back there. It's so great.
Love it.
So, okay. So I think focusing on the nostalgia, and then you would have a specific example for that. That would be great for paragraph two. Mm-hmm. And then paragraph three, is traditional music of a country more important than international music? I think, for sure.
Now, here's a question. Do we have to take an exact stand, or is it absolutely required for 7 or higher to say your opinion here? I mean, do you have to say one or the other, or could you entertain both?
You could say that both are very important. I think it's more difficult to express that succinctly and quickly because it's more complicated.
Yeah.
Like trying to express very nuanced opinions, even if you are 100% certain of that opinion, expressing that well in English in a short amount of time is more difficult than just choosing a side. You know? So I would say, for sure. Like if you can state that clearly, that I see advantages to both, then for sure, go for that. Otherwise, just choose one.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's better just choose one because you budget your time, right? In our course, we show you how to budget your time between the three steps of writing and spend that time going back and checking and improving your vocab, not kind of wanting to have both ideas and sound really smart by entertaining both.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't overcomplicate stuff, guys.
Yeah.
And that is one big way the students waste their time, which we are going to talk about in the web class, allersenglish.com/save time. Okay. So let's see. If you just choose one of the opinions, it doesn't matter which one, right? I'm going to go the opposite way, actually. I'm going to say that international music is more important because in today's divisive atmosphere, I think it's more important to come together over commonalities than it is to focus on our differences. And then I could use an example of how, like, I could listen to hip hop with my Taiwanese friends or something, and we have something to talk about.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, just to take the opposite side, if you said that, I would just counterpoint and just say that traditional music matters because we don't want to lose where we come from. Remember our culture, our roots, so that cultures don't get kind of watered down as we do become more international. We don't forget where we come from. So both sides are totally supportable, guys. You just need to make sure you have that support.
And I mean, gosh, like there has to be traditional music you could talk about from your culture. Everybody listening, you have a vibrant culture. And the next thing is to learn how to talk about it in English. So here is the last piece of homework, guys. Research, go to Wikipedia and research some traditional music. See how it's written about in English from your culture.
I love that idea. I love that. Fantastic. So guys, yeah, take this seriously. Take notes from today's episode. And remember, if you want to really understand the strategy and the framework to do this on IELTS, you need to get into Three Keys IELTS, right, Jessica?
Yes. Exactly, you guys. That is the only place you can get these templates where half of the work towards that seven or higher is done for you. Right?
Beautiful.
It's all there. So check it out, guys, and get your bonus as a podcast listener. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the course. Or if you want classes with an expert, go to allearsenglish.com/coach.
All right. Sounds great to me, Jessica. I will see you back on this show again next week.
Sounds good. Have
all
a
right,
good day, Lindsay.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.